Great result to come to Solitude and get a 3-2 win.
Very nervy win, Andy. We knew coming here was going to be extremely, extremely difficult. Cliftonville, in my eyes, have one of the best ladies' setups in the country, and they do an awful lot of work behind the scenes, not only at senior level, but at youth level, and it's great to see that another club like ourselves is trying to do things in the right manner and push this game forward. So, yes, I'm delighted to get the 3 points, but give all the credit to Cliftonville. They were superb, and anybody that comes here and takes 3 points definitely earns it, and tonight we earned it.
We showed great character, keep coming back, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, great character from the girls, never to settle for the point.
When you play a strong physical side like Cliftonville and a lot of talented players in their side, it's all about being strong mentally and physically. And it's something that I think this year is what this team we have and squad of players we have got that. They've got that physical capacity, and they've also got that mentality as well. And it's something you can't coach, but these players are growing in experience, and that comes with experience. So, yes, it's hard.
Derry McCarthy came on at half time and big and strong in the middle of the midfield there.
Yep, we thought that we weren't winning enough ball in midfield, and we needed to win balls from Cliftonville's and our goal kicks respectively. And Debbie came on there and she slotted in very, very well, and she had 2 assists for the goals there. So again, some changes like that work, some don't, but tonight we came off the right end of it.
Hannah Dockery, left back, 16 years of age, looks like she's been there all her life, doesn't she?
Superb, great girl, a bit of a character in the changing room, and fits the bill that we want here at this club. She's got a great attitude, fantastic talent, and as you say, only 16 years of age, so she's got so much more to give, and words can't speak highly enough of her.
And when you have a match winner like Kirsty McGuinness in your team, you always have a chance, don't you?
Yeah, Kirsty is what it is, and she's hungry again, and you can see that it reflects on the performances, and a wee bit of competition in the squad now is pushing her on a wee bit. And maybe we're seeing a different Kirsty McGuinness. Now she's pushing herself, and it's pleasing to see.
Four wins in 8 days, not bad, eh?
Looking back on it now, 4 wins. What can I say? The girls have been absolutely fantastic from last Monday night through to Wednesday, Friday, and back through Monday and Wednesday again. They've just been absolutely superb, and it's a credit to them. And again, just goes to show you, these girls give a lot of their time, to do it for the love of the game. And, we definitely have to look at pushing our girls' sport here a lot more seriously, because what they give to the sport is first class.
4 wins in 8 days, 4 great performances, but now we can have a wee bit of a break before our next game, which is the Irish Cup first game defence, and about, I think it's the 23rd of June, so it's a well-earned break for the girls after such a busy spell.
Yep, a very, very well-earned break, and the girls deserve it, so hopefully they can go out and just relax and recover and get back to full strength. There is a few girls carrying injuries, and Sarah Venny didn't play tonight, and hopefully them 2 weeks gives her time to recover and back in for the next game, which is the Irish Cup game against Predators. So, yep, they've been superb, and I want to wish our Northern Ireland players, Lindsay Corey and Ashley Hutton, all the best in their up-and-coming international games. And I really hope that they get the results they deserve, because, for me, what they've given to this club is phenomenal, and what they give to their international team is phenomenal as well. And I wish, on behalf of me and the coaching staff and the playing staff, and for everybody involved at Linfield Ladies Football Club, I wish them all the best.
Well done, and a fantastic result to come to Solitude and win 3-2. And enjoy your break, and we'll see you at the next game on the 23rd.
Thanks very much.